When I was getting ready to move to Miami from New York City, my friends told me, it'll be easy. Miami is super diverse. Now that I'm here, I hear all the time that Miami represents America's future, that in terms of diversity, we're leading the country. But it's only true if you ignore people like me, Asian Americans.
I mean, how many Asians there are in this world? And you come to South Florida and you go to a restaurant and you see maybe two or three Asians in the whole restaurant.
I can literally go, hey, do you want to go to Banh Mi for lunch? And the difference between here and San Francisco, of course, is that in San Francisco, people will go, oh, there's no good Banh Mi here. It's all in San Jose. And in Miami, everyone goes, what's Banh Mi?
So somebody would say, oh, you China. And I'd say, no, yo soy coreana, I'm Korean. And they'd be like, we understand that, but you're just going to be China.
That was Lee Nguyen, Ernie Shung, and Katie Fang, Asian Americans who live in or near Miami. Asians make up less than 2% of the population in Miami-Dade. That's less than half what most major American cities have. It's even lower than the population in the rest of the state of Florida. Why does one of the state's most cosmopolitan cities have so few Asians? Take a look at which cities have seen the most growth in their Asian American populations. It's not San Francisco or Los Angeles, the traditional gateways for Asian immigrants. It's places like Las Vegas, Houston, and Raleigh. Yes, that's Raleigh, North Carolina. Joel Kotkin says these places have some similarities. He studies population trends, and he's looked at Asian American migration.
Where you see big concentrations of Asians, there are big tech concentrations in those very same areas.
In those places, STEM jobs, science, tech, engineering, and math have boomed. And Asian Americans make up a disproportionate percentage of that workforce. Here in Miami-Dade, we have fewer STEM jobs than the national average. Ernie Shung is a web developer living in Miami Beach. He's part of the tech community here.
The tech scene is growing, but it is a little bit like a baby getting its footing.
Ernie didn't find the right job in Miami. Now he works remotely for a company in Texas. But Asian Americans also tend to run retail shops like laundries and restaurants and other small businesses. Which brings us back to the demographics. Joel Kotkin says in Miami, those opportunities are largely filled by Latin Americans.
There must be something in the Cuban culture. I don't know if it's something in the coffee or something. The Cubans are very, very entrepreneurial.
Miami-Dade gets about 40,000 immigrants a year, most of them from Latin America. So speaking Spanish is almost a business requirement. That makes Miami challenging for entrepreneurs who might not speak Spanish or English. But that could change. Steve Bedis is with the Beacon Council, which promotes economic development in Miami-Dade.
As the Port of Miami grows, as foreign trade grows, as our connectivity enhances, as nonstop service from Miami grows to these points in the Pacific Rim, we will see a growing Pacific population.
With more Asians, maybe Miamians will know more about Asian food and things like Banh Mi. And hopefully Ernie and I will see more authentic Asian restaurants.
If I see one more, like, tater tot with kimchi, I'm going to scream.
Me too, Ernie. Me too. I'm Elaine Chen in Miami.